Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sprawling save. Heiskanen. They score! Joe Pavelski! A power play goal! And the Stars are still alive!
Final hour. Fist pump time for an extended weekend. Sean Treif, RJ Toppy, Roberto Belt. We got Alec in for Pepe. Glad you're joining us to start the Memorial Day weekend here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. That was the call on ESPN as Joe Pavelski with the one-timer on the Stars power play. They finally win a game in overtime. They overcome being down one zip with Vegas looking for that final blood. Jason Robertson scores two goals for the first time in his Dallas Stars playoff career, and we're alive. At 3-1, with Game 5 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Vegas. That was a sick shot from Pavelski, and the first goal from Robertson was fantastic. I was wrong in thinking, maybe it's time to, Ottinger's confidence has to be shattered. He's got to be shaken. Go ahead, get him up out of there. Have Wedgwood in goal. Nope, Pete DeBoer pushing the right buttons. Jason Robertson has woken up, and Joe Pavelski is the hero.
Well, he's ageless, you know. He just, what do you say about him? I mean, I've seen it. I've seen that movie, you know, over and over again, never gets old. But he lives for those moments, and, you know, he wants to be in those situations, always has, and delivers, you know, almost every time.
Look, that was, so they were, I thought they were gutless in game three. Right.
There were a lot of things.
Huh?
There were a lot of things.
I thought that was pretty gutless. I thought they showed a lot of heart last night. I thought they showed it would have been so easy to pack that in. The way they played in game three, losing Ben, suspended two games, the prospect of having to come back from 3-0. You know, like the biggest guarantee in sports generally it wasn't this way. But the team down 0-2 coming home. In the NBA, at least, that's the giveaway, right? That's the easy game. That's the guarantee game. Now, it hasn't worked a lot in this postseason for either team, for either series, for either league. But that's generally like, if you're going to get one, that's it. When you're down 3-0, man, it's so, especially the way you got worked in game three, it's very easy to pack it in. These guys have made tee times. You know, they got their memberships at Dallas National or the new PGA of Frisco, whatever. Who knows? They got their tee times ready to go. And to their credit, they didn't give up. And now they got to get back out of play. Nobody wants to get back out of play and go to Vegas to play one game. They don't want to do that.
There's a note here from Sean Shapiro, co-host of Spittle's podcast, Spits and Suds on Odyssey. In the locker room after the game, a large media scrum led to the Stars' puck board of wins getting knocked over. As the media cleared out, Ottinger carefully replaced each of the 9 pucks from the victories, it was fitting of Jake's night after having everything dropped on the floor in game three. He didn't even make an even strength save. He was brilliant in game four with the season on the line.
He was very good. And, you know, and the Stars defense in front of him played quite well. I mean, look at the second goal. That was not on Ottinger. All right. They talked about this in the intermission. You know, Boucher was like, you've got as a goalie sell out to stop that, you know, because the way they had it at the short side, you got to stop that. You got to sell out. So you're kind of really open. And that's where you rely on your defender, Suter in this case, to, you know, get the guy's stick, you know, kind of turn his body, get his head on a swivel, just get it out of there. And he didn't do it. And that's why they gave up the second goal. But it wasn't on Ottinger.
No, I thought last night, the mental toughness that Ottinger showed in general to bounce back like that. I mean, he said what was it, Wednesday when he was talking to media? He's like, yeah, you get to a point when something like that happens, you honestly feel like crying. And, I mean, he was down. That whole team was down. And then when they lose their captain, it would have been really easy to just pack it in. And instead, what you saw was a great performance from Ottinger. You saw Jason Robertson literally, you know, diving to try and save the game and set up that goal from Pavelski there. And so I think the fight, the tenacity they showed was really good. And it at least leaves you encouraged that they can go into Vegas and still fight, that they're not ready to just pack it in.
So Chop and I were getting ready for this game with an event at a steakhouse locally.
Well.
And we were in there, and I walk into the room. Troy Aikman is sitting back there, and the great Babe Laufenberg. And Babe is like, let me make the intro. Come here, say hello to Troy. So I said hello to Troy on his way out. We were talking about Babe's radio appearance on this show at 8:40 in the morning. I was telling Troy how I can never get Laufenberg to come on before 8:30 a.m. So we were talking a little bit of radio, and then Choppy comes in a little bit later with the former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Jay Jeezy.
Yeah.
Jason Garrett.
Yeah, him and I were always close, right? Yeah, we weren't close. We weren't close at all. But
you were his biggest defender.
I was. I thought he was not the problem. He may not have been the solution.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was the problem.
So Jason was there, and, you know, we're throwing out stereotypical New Jersey stories that we've told with him for 10 years. And then I tried to compliment him. I don't know if it came across, but Laufenberg was, like, throwing us under the bus with, like, Aikman and Garrett. Like, yeah, you know these guys. You hear what they say about you. You hear all the bad things they say. And I was like, no, you know, what really impressed me, Jason, is, you know, we could never tell. We could never tell if you were upset about something. Happy about something, you were medium. I thought the best compliment I could pay to Jason Garrett was telling him he was medium. He was mid.
He was mid.
That's what I thought he would appreciate.
He probably did. He probably loved that. That's his whole philosophy. Never too high, never too low.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you maintain a certain level, you will never be bugged when things go wrong.
Right. It's just
I don't think he cared one bit, because in his right hand, he was holding up a salmon sushi cone from our boy Samir, and he was breaking this thing down. And I think he wanted us to appreciate and recognize the process that salmon cone got made in.
Oh, you know, it was fried, gentlemen, deep fried, and then they put some salmon in there and some mayonnaise and some flakes of chunks. Looks like there's a bit of cabbage in there. You never know what it is. Could be some avocado, I don't know, cucumber, who knows.
Dwight Powell was in there, Garrett, Laufenberg, Aikman. But then we hear in the other room.
Marty Turco.
He told you he was down the other day while coming on.
Yeah, he was like, I was just a...
Did you offer him a Red Bull when he walked in the room to wake up?
No, I was like, shouldn't you be at the game? Because this is about 5:30 he walks in. He goes, yeah, we're making a quick appearance, and we're going to head over to the game. And
Chris Arnold was there last night?
Chris Arnold was there.
Gotcha, Dan.
Turco was like, man, I was just down bad the other morning. Sorry about that. I was in a very depressed mood.
Yeah.
Depressed state. I was like, I get it, man. Turco wears that team. They win or lose. He wears it on his sleeve.
It was a real emotional investment.
Yeah.
Because when he came on, at first I was just like, oh, is he maybe a little tired when we first started hearing him talk? And then when you heard, it's like, oh no, this is depression. This is Walchuk on Tuesday night at Boomer Jacks. This is just like hating life right now.
Yeah. So while we're in there hobnobbing and schmoozing with all those big dogs, we hear in the other room right behind us, there is a table with Ric Flair and Mike freaking Tyson.
Mm.
And everyone was going head on a swivel to try to find Tyson. And I didn't see him. Did you see him at all, either of them?
Mm, no, I didn't. Right. I would have asked Rick if he had remembered the famous photo him and I took together.
Where?
We were together in Myrtle Beach at the pool, where this leathered old man in the most tan skin I've ever seen. And then me with my absolute, because this was March. Okay. I am as pasty white as I possibly could be in March. And we did not even look like we were the same species at that time.
Yeah. He looked like a handbag and you look like, you know, this piece of paper.
Yeah.
Or the white t-shirt that you're wearing. But Tyson and Flair are dining together. And then we go home, turn on the Stars, and Flair and Tyson are wearing Stars jerseys with who?
Ty Domi. They're with Ty. They're with Max's dad. Boy, the stories. The stories they could have told together.
You got to fight the three in order today. Tyson's the most dangerous.
I would fight Flair first.
Yeah.
And then Domi and then Tyson last. I saw footage of Tyson sparring like recently. I was like, you've got to be kidding. This is a 60-year-old man almost. You've got to be kidding me.
He when he's hitting bags, when those videos go viral, it's terrifying. So Tyson's one, then Domi, and then it's Ric Flair because only one of those guys was a pretend fighter.
That's right. And if I fight Tyson, he can only throw punches the way that he waves a towel, and I might have a chance of surviving. They put him on the Jumbotron, and he's like this with the rally towel.
He had no idea what he was doing.
How do you describe what he was doing for radio?
It looked like he was practicing his follow through on a jump shot.
Yeah.
Like it was not spinning the towel.
No.
That was like the first time it appeared he had ever heard of the concept of a rally towel. And so they're like, spin it around. And he's like, I mean, it definitely did not look like a guy who made his living off his right hand.
So it looked like, like he was in college football. College football fans have those shakers. The pom-poms, they weighed the pom-poms.
Yeah, it's very pom-pom-like.
Pom-pom shaking, right? Good old Rocky Top. Oh,
who has represented Vegas for their run? Who are their fans there?
Bryce Harper.
I don't know that they have fans. Do they? Like famous ones?
Yeah. Is there a famous Vegas Knights fan? Y'all tell us on the TrentRick.com text
here
line.
Here we go.
Jenna Jameson's from Vegas.
These are the...
Did Peyton really not know who Jenna Jameson was the other day?
Alec,
do you know who Jenna Jameson is?
No.
What'd he say?
He said, no.
No?
I am like 6 years younger than Peyton, though, so.
Well,
cut me some slack.
Yeah, but you're how old, 21?
Yeah.
Should have known about Jenna Jameson for 8 years.
Have you seen White Men Can't Jump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Okay.
All right, so good.
What else didn't Peyton know that we could quiz Alec on?
Bob Saget. Didn't know who Bob Saget. Alec actually knows old music, though, so we won't be able to get him with that.
So ESPN actually did this as celebrity fans of each Stanley Cup playoff team. And the only one they listed for the Stars was Pantera, which was kind of like, that was like, guys, what are we doing? Like, we have more famous fans than that. But Vegas, Bryce Harper, Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton, Daniel Negreanu, the poker star, and then Gordon Ramsay. Those are their big famous fans. I mean, basically anybody with a residency out in Vegas.
Right. Okay, and then yesterday you had an entire debate while we were going to this event. You had a little fashion decision that
I did
help with.
So Sarah and I were talking about this, and I was figuring out what to wear. And I said, you know, should I wear, like, she's like, wear jeans and a dress shirt. And I said, okay. And I said, like, you know, she asked, are you going to wear a hat? And I said, I don't think I could wear a hat here.
Right.
I think this is a no hat place. And then I said, well, you know, instead of the jeans, because it's kind of hot out, can I wear like golf attire, like a golf shirt and golf shorts tucked in?
Mm.
And she's like, no, you can't wear that. And I said, okay. She goes, that's not dressy enough. I said, but you suggested wearing a hat.
Right.
I said, so are you telling me that a hat is hat, jeans, and a dress shirt, not a cowboy hat, like a baseball hat? Cowboy hat's fine. You can wear a cowboy hat as dressy. You can wear it to a wedding if you want to. You telling me that dress shirt, jeans, cowboy boots, and a baseball hat is more dressy than golf attire, golf shirt, golf shorts tucked in? And she's like, absolutely, the hat's more dressy.
She's absolutely dead wrong.
I think she's dead wrong.
She could not be more wrong. Nice khaki dress shorts. I don't know if you could have gotten away with it. I mean, you were with me, you probably could have. But
yeah.
Dress shorts, way more acceptable than wearing a hat in there. You could not have worn a hat in there.
I could not have.
No.
What about like just the and I agree it is the shorts, but what about just the plain black hats that like Romo and Witten are always obsessed with, that there's no logo on them?
No, you can wear it. You could get away with it if you are
Tony Romo.
Romo and Witten.
Yeah.
But not us.
I've won as many Super Bowls as him.
We went in there after a Stars game. When the Stars played Vegas at the end of the regular season.
And this is a steakhouse.
Yeah, we went in there and we just come from the game. So I feel when you just come from a game and you get your jersey on, you're kind of okay. Right, they get it.
Yeah.
But I had a hat on, and and we were in the dining area. They said, "Can you please take your hat off?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure."
With the Stars jersey on?
Yeah. They said, "Can you take your hat off?" And I was like, "Sure, absolutely, man."
At this place?
Uh-huh. We were in the main dining room, not in the bar. We were in the dining room. Yeah. So I was like, "Yeah, I get it, man. We're in the dining room."
Bar, you could have probably gotten away with it.
Yeah, but like, you know.
It used to be Mike Fisher at the station. You are now the one that I worry about in terms of attire going out.
We've gone out a couple times, and I've dressed up more than you have, though.
No, I haven't.
Yes, when we went to Frisco, Lombardi Cucina, I like was wearing slacks. And you're like, why are you so dressed up?
Yeah,
so
but I was wearing a button-down shirt.
I know, but I was wearing slacks.
But you've shown up in sweatshirts to fancier places.
Yeah.
Right?
Where?
When we went on our road trips.
We went to...
We didn't go anywhere fancy there.
We went to dinner in Arizona.
Yeah, Lure.
It was a pizza place.
Lure. Seafood. Mm. We didn't know we were going to a rundown pizza place. We ended up
there. We were going
there.
To a Mexican restaurant, and that's why I dressed the way that I did.
When we went to, I don't know, we've been at bars. I think when we went to Happiest Hour, you stood out.
Presentable at Nick and Sam's. I've looked presentable at Lombardi. When it's a place where I need to dress up, I do.
I'm not saying you're incapable of it, but you're the big worry now.
You know, Chia Follow wears baseball hats in church. Like he goes to Sunday
church. You can do it.
I know. He wears Crocs and a baseball hat to church.
He owns the church.
He does.
You know?
Wow, he was in church. That's
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I would have gotten, my mom would have just slapped me silly.
Yeah, that hot tub was probably a little extra warm for him yesterday.
Yeah, he was diving in there. I won't let Jacob wear like sneakers to church.
My grandmother wouldn't let me wear a hat at her table.
Yeah, me either.
The hat was a no-no. She's blind as a bat at 98, and she's reaching on over. Touching the hat brim, taking it off my head.
Yep.
I'm like, come on, Stevie, chill. All right. I need to know what everyone is doing to party it up this weekend. Most importantly, what are you cooking? What are you smoking? And you have a decision to make. Troy Aikman's beer or the other one? Audio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Next on The Fan. Thank you, Alec Medford, with that very surprising, powerful radio voice. Here on Sean and RJ, we got Roberto. We're live on The Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Feel better to Peyton Russell, who needed a day. And we'll be back on Tuesday with all of us because we have a Memorial Day weekend. I need to know everybody's plans. And more importantly, I need to know your menu at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. For me, tomorrow could be absolutely fantastic or a complete and utter disaster as I have the most amount of children ever coming to my pool to kick off my pool season, RJ Choppy.
You do?
Oh, kids and babies everywhere. Babies. Mm. Babies included. We have Bobby Belt and his wife along with how many kids? Vape coming?
Three. Yeah.
Okay. That's five.
Do you need him to bring the vape?
Probably.
Yeah, Chia Follow's coming, so.
Chia Follow and his clan.
Oh, my gosh.
This is kids. This is kids included.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's how many total?
That right there is five and five, so that's 10 just from us two.
That's 10. I got my buddy from Broken Bow. Shout out Chris Navarre and his two children. That's four. I told Zach Wolchuk. He's always asking about barbecue. Fine, you can come, Zach. Bring the girlfriend. She's out of town. I really just wanted to watch him interact with the girlfriend. Who else am I forgetting?
Yeah, you tried to uninvite him once he said he wasn't bringing the girl.
Yeah, and then my buzzed wife last night invited half the room at the steakhouse. So I'll wait and see on that. So my count right now is about 17 people. 17 people and easily half kids. Now, that sounds like it could really suck. But if the kids are well behaved, if the parents are keeping them in check, and then when you are in my situation, you got to start your party after nap time. 2 p.m. start.
Yeah.
You got to start it after nap time. I put my kid down, and then they all get up, and they're raring to go with all the energy. So it's going to be a kids' fest.
Wow.
Yeah. So that could be awful. Or it could be very enjoyable and fun, and everyone makes new friends with each other.
Could be. You never know.
Yeah. So I don't know. But as soon as we get out of this meeting today after the show, fun Friday meeting on a holiday weekend, which I'm sure a lot of people at work have, I'm going to be going on a Costco run for the ages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Two briskets.
Mm.
All the chips. All the corn. The baked beans. All the drinks. But it's going to be two briskets tonight at about 10 p.m. going on the smoker for tomorrow. I think that's enough food, I hope.
So
I'll get the hot dogs for kids. I'll get all the hot dogs for the kids. So the kids aren't allowed to touch the brisket.
17 people includes the kids, right?
Yes.
I mean, kids are people, Chop, yes.
No, but Amanda was saying, yeah, the kids, you count them for, you know, half a bite. You know.
Yeah.
All the kids can eat the hot dogs.
Sure.
Because I'm going to monitor the brisket consumption. Don't be throwing away half plates at my house. I go around like at college. We called them, I don't think it's a bad term. Have you ever heard of a Quimby? They called it this term. If you had half the beer, we would keep track. We keep stats on it. You got to go back and you got to finish that. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of that term. I've never heard of that.
It's like when you're at a house, well, whatever, floaters, whatever you want to call them. But it's like when everyone loses track of the amount of, like, you ever had just half drank bottled waters everywhere?
Oh, everywhere. You got to put somebody's name on it as soon as they take it. Yeah. That way you know.
That's how I keep track of people's food. Don't be throwing away the food.
That'll ultimately be what leads to my divorce, is leaving half-drink bottles of water, half-drink Zevias. That drives Kristen nuts more than anything else. I'll open, like, a Zevia. I'll take two drinks, leave it on the counter, and then the rest of it will go to waste. And she
loses the money.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
Yeah. So about 18. I'm hoping two briskets get it done.
I mean, it's a cake that probably should.
I hope so.
Especially if you're having hot dogs. Some people have hot dogs.
Yeah, too. I'm not buying anymore. So
how big are the briskets?
They're going to be.
He hasn't bought them yet.
I haven't bought them yet.
Well, what are you thinking, though?
Like 8 pounds. Maybe 18.
Okay, because I have no frame of reference for it. Yak and Smack on the Twitch says he's buying a 20-pound brisket. What he's doing this weekend. So that's that's about a normal size then?
Yeah, 19 pounds.
36 pounds of meat should be enough.
Should be.
I would think.
But then you got to plan for the second eating. See, this is going to run till, I mean, probably 8, 9 p.m.
Because remember, if you're going to have 18 people, you're only going to have about, what, 10 adults? That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's 3 pounds per adult.
Chia Follow counts as 5 adults.
That's 3 pounds of brisket
per
adult.
But then the second feeding. You know, there's an initial feed, and then there's the drunk feed.
Yeah.
It's not even a joke. When we were at AT&T Stadium, they laugh about it. Brian and Walchuk, they keep talking about it. Chia Follow literally usually eats about 4 to 5 plates of food at AT&T Stadium on game days.
Does this guy really have the metabolism of a crackhead for
real? I don't know what it is. But yeah, he like inhale. Nobody eats more food at the station, I don't think, than him.
Like Ryan told. But does he like go run miles afterwards?
He
like,
goes to the gym. I know he goes to the gym and stuff like that.
Is he a cardio guy, Chop? You've been there with him.
I have not known him to do cardio.
Okay.
But he lifts very light, so that's cardio.
Okay. All right, so that's my plan. What are you doing?
We have no plans. We have nothing. We're probably just sit in the pool.
I mean, you guys can stop by if you want.
Well, we might.
I mean, you have a pool now.
If there's free brisket,
you have a pool.
We might be there.
Oh, you're a brisket lover now? Your girlfriend has an appreciation for
barbecue. She does have an appreciation for brisket. She loves meat. Big fan of meat.
Yeah.
We might do that.
If you want to, you're more than welcome. I'm warning you. I'm throwing out the warning. It's not to dissuade, but it could be a circus. Who knows?
We like circuses. Circuses are fun.
With children?
Yeah.
A lot of children?
Yeah, other people's kids, too. Ew. That's the worst. Ugh. I don't mind kids. It's other people's kids that I don't like.
You know how much pee is going to be in my pool?
Oh.
You know?
Well, how about I'll wear a hat that says I pee in pools.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going to wear.
What?
I'm not getting in the pool. Because I'm anticipating so much pee.
Okay, that's my other issue with adults. At my pool parties, you have to get in the pool. I can't stand the parties where everyone just comes and they're dressed in like jeans and it's just standing around the outside. No, you have to get in the pool at my pool parties. That's the rule. And you're not just standing out and no one's in the water. Yeah. There's going to be a bunch of kids in there anyway, but it's more fun, man. It's more fun when you get everyone in the water.
1,000%. It's way more fun. You know, I don't mind. I mean, I just assume a pool is filled with urine anyway.
Sure.
I don't. I mean, I don't go underwater anyway.
I pee in it. I'm on it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm not getting out and going to the yard or in my house. It's my pool. I'm peeing.
Yeah, we have a very muddy corner by the house.
Ew.
There's like a little section of grass that everybody just goes and pees over.
Guys and girls.
Oh god.
Girls
go over there. So they'll just squat down and go right down. Yes, they will.
No. Yeah. What happens if it's already like
wet by the pee?
Yeah.
They're there.
No.
Yeah.
And they get back in the pool.
And they get right back in the water.
And the muddy pee feet?
Muddy pee feet. Get right back in the water, man.
I don't believe you.
That is disgusting.
It's not disgusting, man.
That is so gross.
It's great. Do you have like a hose that they wash off with before?
There's a hose there. If their feet get muddy, they can. But there's a lot of grass there, right? It's just wet.
So it cleans off by the time you get
there. Yeah, it's just wet. It's just wet grass. But, you know, you don't know if it's wet from the feet of the pool or the
urine. Medford is so disturbed right now.
It's disgusting. That's gross. It reminds me, acquaintances who dabbled in illicit substances, and they had this basically trash house where they had a corner in their apartment that they literally called the spit corner.
Oh my god.
It was an opening between the two couches in this rundown apartment where they would dip spit onto the carpet.
Oh god.
Ew.
Yeah, it was just this section that you would walk in and smell like Copenhagen and pee.
All right, when I go to the store today, I am hoping to see a monstrous discount based upon the scandal and the controversy and Kevin Hagelin's favorite topic on our show. Where are we at with Bud Light?
Well, you can get some real cheap Bud Light right now.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
So now through May 31st, Bud Light is advertising a summer rebate where customers who purchase a 15-pack or larger will receive a $15 rebate. This is a Bud Light, Budweiser, Bud Select, and Bud Select 55. Mm. Here's the thing. A 15-pack of Bud Light is $12.99 right now at, say, Target.
A 15-pack?
A 15-pack, which I haven't seen a 15-pack.
I didn't know there were 15.
But it's $12.99, which means if you buy that, Bud Light's actually going to pay you $2.01 to drink their beer for the weekend. I have never seen this. Their numbers continue to go down. I mean, they had, let's see, through the week of May 6th, they had a 24% decline. Which was slightly down from a 23% decline. Budweiser's down, 11% versus 10%. Like, it continues, man. It just continues for them. They're trying everything. They have this new marketing.
So, wait, a rebate means what exactly?
Like, so, you buy it, and then they give you a coupon.
Okay.
And then you probably mail it in or go online, and they'll mail you $15. They'll probably mail you a Visa gift card.
All right. I don't know if that's enough for me to do it though. I want it right there.
But I mean, if you want to supply beer for your weekend party,
yeah.
All right, go to the store, buy like 20.
Which, by the way, everyone invited, bring beer.
Yeah. So you buy 20 15 packs, you're gonna wind up making $40 if you buy 20 15 packs for your party.
Meanwhile, someone that we ran into last night may be trying to take advantage. Trigman with his latest beer commercial.
Everyone's talking about beer companies these days, but nobody's talking about beer. I started 8 with the goal of creating a company dedicated to making really great light beer. No agenda, no distractions, just great f***ing beer.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so weird. It's like a Twitter video. Someone's shooting him while he's at his desk.
Do you think it took any convincing? Like, somebody's like, hey, we should do this. Because I've never known Troy Aikman to weigh in on anything like this.
Oh, you missed his Joe Buck clip?
Well, okay, look, if we're talking about, let's take...
Is that taken out of context?
Well, what did he say?
What was the Buck controversy? The politics?
Troy, which one was this?
The only one. Alec, what
was
it?
The anthem, where they were talking about the flyovers.
What did he say?
He said, that's not going to happen with this new administration, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And he did get in trouble. You remember for saying, let's take the dresses off. Let's play football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? He's probably got this market cornered.
Yep. Yep.
Somebody was at, we actually, one of the Tolos we were with at Boomer Jack's, they were ordering just pint after pint of the 8 beer. It was over there.
I haven't had it yet. Have you had it?
Yes, I have. It's not bad.
Is it better than Mick Ultra?
It's very similar. I found it very similar. And I like Mick Ultra.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't mind. I like Mick Ultra. I think it's fine.
All right, so what are y'all doing? What you cooking? Send me the photos, as always, so that Brian Broaddus can watch me compliment or make fun of what you're trying to smoke.
Couple people on the YouTube. Justin Rose says he's doing brisket beef ribs and stuffed jalapenos.
Ooh.
Let's see here. We've got Hayden Chick on the YouTube. Brisket, pork butt, bell pepper nachos for Sunday.
Dang.
Steve from Tyler on the Twitch says chicken wings, hot dogs, and hamburgers on the pellet grill.
You know, sometimes, man, you just want to cook hot dogs and hamburgers. That's it. That's what I did last week.
It's an old classic.
You need the old classic with the charcoal out there. You been grilling anything recently?
So the Blackstone, now here's a problem. The igniter broke. I tried a new battery. It just broke. So now I've got to take the thing, the top.
Yeah.
I got to take it off, start it up, and then use a match or a lighter, one of those lighters to start it. It's a pain in the butt.
So it's the remix to ignition.
It is the remix to ignition. Very well done.
Thank you. We're going to crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece to close out the Friday edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Next.
There's Lindell shooting it wide. Rebound goal! Robertson again! Off the back wall and in! And they're tied at 2.
All right, the Mike Bassick Show.
I love how Peyton remembered to tell Alec about Bassick's intro, but not Bobby's for his daily segment.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He's been trying to get me for weeks now.
Well, I was listening to the last segment coming in as fast as I could.
Well, I hope so. You weren't in here.
No. Well, I have a daughter graduating, and I know that, Kevin, you have a son graduating, which means big party at the house. So I heard you talking about your party, and I was like, oh, 20 people. Oh, I think we're preparing for approximately 80 people coming and going.
Why did you invite so many people?
Do you think I invited 80 people?
80? No.
That's a good point.
Ooh, that...
Well, let me ask you
this.
What's
the most you've ever had over like that?
Oh, for Sue's 40th birthday, probably close to 80 to 100 people.
Whoa. What type of estate are we dealing with?
No kidding. How big's your backyard?
Huh?
How big's your backyard?
It's big. It's not like huge, but it's big.
Yeah.
One of my favorite
But there's a
lines.
Lot to do here.
Mike, one of my favorite lines from you is, if you've ever been to the Sue's last name's family's house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're part of the family now.
Right.
But for the Bassicks.
Yeah, it's blood.
It's got to be blood.
What do you do for food and drink? What's some of the prep list?
I'm supposed to make the white and then yellow quesos.
Okay.
So I don't know everything we're having. I don't know who's coming. I don't know everything we're having.
But you're probably getting it like catered. You're ordering food.
I have no clue.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like doing the quesos is a lot. What else you got?
Well, let's see. This morning, Rode my 30-minute Peloton. Got up. I'm washing the windows on the outside, which is not the most fun, easy job to do.
Okay.
I made taco meat because the yellow queso is going to have taco meat in it. You know, made breakfast for the kids. And then I got out the door. Then Methodist. I feel like it's always great to start construction on roads at 8 to 10 in the morning. I just feel like that's the best time. Like, when you're doing construction on roads, like, you know what? The best time when nobody's going to be driving around a hospital would be somewhere between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Let's do it then.
Were there less people on the road Friday? Like, how many people are off today?
I think most people.
And no school.
School is either half school for at least my middle school kids. My daughter's been done with school, but she's had the anxiety of having to write the speech as valedictorian.
And
as valedictorian, you get to choose the person to have all that anxiety. And I think the last person to graduate, whoever was the person
for high school,
barely passed. Because I don't think any 18-year-old wants to get in front of, let's say, 500 to 1,000 people and have to give a speech. You make it. If you finish last in your class, you are going to have to be the one to stand up and talk to everybody.
That was almost me.
Last?
I finished.
You get relegated?
I was almost relegated. We had 121 kids in my graduating class. I was 116 out of 121.
And you still get to go to Tennessee.
They ranked you like that?
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah, they ranked
you. You didn't have class rank?
I don't know. We had like 98 to 210 of who was the dumbest.
We did.
You can't do that today.
They let us know. Let me know.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. There's still a class rank.
Why do you have to?
For valedictorian.
After 1 and 2, it doesn't matter.
It matters for schools.
Top 6% go to UT and A&M. If you're not in the top 6% in your class, you do not even get a chance to get accepted.
So
to those
is it not 10%? It used to be 10%, right?
It's down to 6% now for those.
This is like unveiling people's salaries publicly.
How will we know if you're going to be any good part of society if we don't know where to rank you?
Well, you submit your GPA and your stats to the school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to put next to it. I don't remember putting next. I was 84. I was 98.
Well, you don't have to put it, but they look up your high school and then they see what your class rank is.
I definitely didn't put it down.
That's shaming.
Okay, so Sean, I've seen all the pictures you've had of Mr. Nick and Mr. Sam at your house or wherever you're going to have these parties. When your son graduates high school, how many people do you think Amanda's? And by the way, I met your father-in-law the other night.
Oh, that's my guy.
At the baseball game.
Yes.
I was asking, where's Sean at? He says he never comes to his nephew's events.
That's true. That's not my doing of little drama. That's not my doing.
Oh.
It was a select ball.
Uh-oh.
Select ball game.
No, it was a middle school baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your brisket question, Mike?
JJ stole home for me.
Did he?
Yeah.
JJ can hoop. He comes over. He used to come over and shoot pool in the pool. Anyway, weren't you going to ask me a food question or something?
No, I was just saying how many people do you think Amanda would invite over when your son graduates high school?
I'm not planning on having the...
Your son graduate? You're not planning?
Yeah, you have to.
You're not planning on your son graduating high school?
Yeah, yes, you'll do
it.
You have to do the graduation party at your house?
You can do whatever you want.
Well, we're also joining another family. So there's going to be another kid graduating. So that means double family, right? It's not just our family.
At your house?
Yes.
How'd he get stuck at your house? Why don't y'all just rent a place?
I mean, you're about to have, you're about to live and move to a horse farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6 acres, right? So you can have a big party.
It's not
rent Peyton's
Kevy,
home.
How many people are you having at your house?
Yeah, because ours is way less. We're going to have like 25. That's why when you said 80, I found that
well,
to be
it's
shocking.
Double up.
That makes more sense.
I'm just going to homeschool mine like Bobby and he'll have no friends.
Exactly.
But it's family and stuff, too.
Well done.
You have no friends.
I'm just trying to make a Bobby joke.
But then statistically,
Kevin,
I'm smarter than all of you.
Go back in a hallway and hide.
Oh. Yeah, but then you may be smarter, but you also stand right behind somebody at a urinal.
Okay, 116.
Because you didn't go to
116.
What a contentious.
I will
switch the subject a little bit here.
Yeah, let's talk about my family drama.
Kevin,
yeah, I'm
at 10:22, what's the topic?
Would you rather have DeAndre Ayton or Jarrett Allen for this Mavericks team? Plus the concept of the summer slowdown.
The Minnesota Vikings defensive end?
I was just thinking that.
Not Jarrett Allen.
Jarrett.
My ears. It's my ears, Kevin. Mike.
I don't know a ton about Jared
What's
Allen.
What's he making?
I'm
in trouble. Wasn't he back-to-back All-Star?
Yeah, Allen is $20 million per year. Ayton is $34 million per year. Both are under contract for the next 3 years, I believe.
It gets to be difficult to get into the whole subject, but in the subject, obviously you can dump salary on Phoenix. You're not going to get to dump any salary on Cleveland. They're not taking your dumpy Tim Hardaway Jr. who needs to shoot the ball 30 times a game to feel satisfied every night.
Probably Jared Allen.
That's because he went to Texas.
Yeah.
No, it really has nothing to do with Texas. It more has to do with DeAndre Ayton's going to be making more money, and I don't know that he's that much more productive relative to the money, and he's now becoming a malcontent. Like, that's his reputation.
So, can I just say one thing? Like, I actually agree with your answer. Can I just say one thing about the malcontent thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is I think that's true to a point, but then he made it clear he didn't want to be in Phoenix anymore when he signed elsewhere, and then they decided to match. So, I do kind of see how he's like, I told y'all I didn't want to be here.
I get that, but, the competitor in him, when they're asking about Jokic out-rebounding him, and he's like, what do you want? I'm standing there with my arms open. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Here's my problem with Ayton. Like, I understand him being – how many number one picks are, like, the fourth option who average double-doubles? But if he – is he capable of being the second option? That's what I worry about with him. And, you know, like, coming here, it's like that Anthony Davis mentality you need here with Luka now. Anthony Davis doesn't need to be the dog. He doesn't want to be the dog. He's a coward. And I think DeAndre Ayton's got a little bit of that in him as well. I don't know Jared Allen's mentality.
He's like Tyson Chandler on steroids almost. Like,
I was
nothing
just about
against
to say that.
Quite an accusation.
Sure you are.
Well, Tyson Chandler never made an All-Star team. This guy, like, he can get you his points. He doesn't really care for the ball, but he can get you 20 rebounds a game at times.
And his offensive game is?
Not much.
Yeah.
Tyson Chandler-like, but blocking shots, rebounding, sprinting up and down the court. Will never get beat back on defense. The same time,
sure,
they have a little bit of an issue because they drafted Evan Mobley from USC.
Who's awesome.
And they can't really play in the playoffs. Nowadays, you can't play 2 7-footers on your team at the same time unless one of them's like Kevin Durant-like. So to have two guys that are kind of, hey, we score from somewhat 15 feet in, we're very athletic, but nobody respects us on the three-point line. It's very tough to have two guys that nobody respects on the three-point line on the court at the same time.
With Kyrie, maybe Jared Allen. Without Kyrie, I want DeAndre scoring.
Okay, DeAndre which makes scoring. Sense because, like, you know, Kyrie is a very logical trade piece for Ayton, so that makes sense to me.
All right, well, it's time to get your party ready Saturday.
How many things do you think are going to get broken in your house? Is there a rule that they can't, and where are they going to use the bathroom? Are you going to get like a porta potty in the back?
What?
Or they can all go in the house?
I know Sue said that.
Dripping wet.
We only have one bathroom downstairs, and she's up, like, we have to have
what
the bathroom
party
upstairs available because with this many people.
Oh, God.
How many bathrooms do you have?
3.
Yeah, but they're all going to be going in soaking wet.
Yeah.
As, you know, did you hear RJ?
I don't know if it's going to be a big swim party. The kids will probably swim. I don't think family and adults will be
just
swimming.
Just have a corner of grass that's covered.
Oh, gosh.
House.
He has turf.
Yeah, we have turf.
Well, even better. Even
eco-friendly.
Better. Even better. Just go all over that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's always green, so.
Yeah, and I don't have to use the gas mower.
I will tell you this. The grass does get change color.
You better go to commercial.
The right. Turf grass?
No, my regular grass.
It's like, what?
The area of the grass, you use the bathroom, it changes color.
Coming up next.
You don't want two meetings today.
Corey.
We have our own.
Corey, you ready to C-block it?
Let's C-block it,
we
baby.
Missed your C-block yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so ready for it.
All right. Coming up next, the KMC Masterpiece.
You look right now, you look like you got
dear.
The COVID block, Corey. Dang.
Oh, dear.
Sean, I'll see you Wednesday at 5:30 at Bishop Lynch for our championship game so you can see JJ for the first time in your life.
It all depends on my mother-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.